This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We're going to be talking about a new magazine, Dancing With Her, which is the first dedicated wedding magazine for women who love women.
It's fantastic. I'm loving this idea.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? And Alia Hassel joins us. Good morning, Alia. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's actually Tara Baker.
Oh, it's Tara. Okay. Sorry, Tara. Well, we get the name wrong. Okay. But we didn't get the name wrong of the magazine, I hope. Dancing With Her. What a fantastic initiative. A wedding magazine for lesbians. Kathy is so excited. She's beside herself.
I am. I'm totally beside myself, Tara. Thank you so much for coming on the program and talking to us about it. So you've got to run us through how it's all working, because you've got a great website at the moment. It looks like an online magazine, but you've also got a Kickstarter program to fund a what I would call a real magazine, like a paper magazine.
Absolutely. We call it a real magazine as well. We think that a wedding magazine like this deserves to be on the newsstands amongst all the other sorts of wedding magazines out there. So we're really excited to have the opportunity to take it to print and put it out there in the world.
And so tell us about how this all started for you. Are you is it your own relationship that spurred the idea for a wedding magazine? Have you guys got married already?
Absolutely. So we got engaged in the middle of last year, and we headed out to the magazine to find something that we could relate to and find inspiration from. And when we got there, we realised that there really wasn't anything out there that we could relate to. So we thought, put our heads together and thought we should do something about that. So that's where the idea of Dancing With Her started.
Amazing. And you've got a call out for lots of other women to share their stories. Can you tell us a little about some of the people who have contributed so far to your online magazine?
Yeah, so we've put a call out to see if there were people that were interested in sharing their stories. And we've got stories from all over the world, which is really exciting. Some beautiful Australian couples, both couples that are willing, that have been married in Australia, or ones that have gone and eloped overseas and legally wed over there as well. So it's been really exciting to hear all the stories and be able to share them with everybody.
I think one of the great things about this is it gives a platform, you know, for people to actually, you know, see that they're not alone in this. But, you know, it's if someone had said to me 10 years ago, there's going to be a magazine, you know, specifically, whether it's digital or in print, but there's going to be a platform for women who love women who want to get married, I'd go, God, how are you going to do that? And, you know, so I think it's moved so far and so quickly. In terms of content, what are your plans for the future? I know Kathy said, you know, potentially into print, but what are your plans for the future in terms of content? What's some of the stuff you really, you know, that you want to do?
So we really are focused on sharing the stories of other women and how they go about planning weddings and things like that. We're also really excited to be working with vendors in making sure that they are ready for same-sex couples and they're using the right language and they're being approachable, but because we've found that quite a lot of vendors, you know, say that they are same-sex friendly, but realistically they don't come across like that in the media that they present. So we're working closely with our vendors to make sure that that is happening as well.
I mean, one of the things I've always found amusing over many years of being involved in our community and seeing how the commercial interface works is companies make a decision, yes, they want to support, you know, your magazine, for example, and they send you ad copy that's the words are all wrong, but the images also won't be right.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they might, I remember one, quite a few years ago, it was for a car company and not one that I'm associated with, but they sent some copy to a magazine. They were doing an event at Midsummer, and the picture they sent was of a guy and a girl holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, that's,
haven't you looked at what you're sponsoring? Now, that doesn't mean that that's wrong that a girl and guy are holding hands, but hang on, it's a LGBTI festival. And so again, you know, engaging with those vendors is really important, isn't it? Because you want,
that's right,
you want that support, but they need to understand what it's about as well.
That's right. It's really important to us. And I know that we do get approached by a lot of vendors who haven't had the opportunity to work with same-sex couples either. So we hope that we can open that up to other vendors in Australia, and that can become something that it can do.
Yeah, Tara, look, I think you are going to be on the cusp of something quite amazing right now, because you're forming a magazine. I know you've got your online presence and your Kickstarter. You're trying to raise about $12,000. Is that right for your
That's
to
right.
get off the ground? Yeah. Okay, so because you're creating a product that is going to see, and you're talking about vendors, it's going to see things go crazy when we finally get legislation to marry in this country. Because
we hope so, yeah.
That's, look, I'm very hopeful. I think that's not far away, in my opinion. You know, next few years at most. So I think you know, people are going to be flooded. Vendors are going to be flooded with requests. Mm. Wedding, you know, boutiques, caterers, like the whole industry is going to get a massive push. And you're going to be right there to be able to say, yes, please come and advertise in my magazine. Are you feeling hopeful about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no legislation at the moment that allows for marriage to take place, but we still hear from a lot of people that are still planning a wedding and they're not waiting for that legislation. So we hope that when it does come in, that everyone's prepared for it as well. That's important for us.
Look, I think it's a fantastic initiative. You must feel really, really proud to be doing this, and I really hope that, you know, it's a commercial success for you, because, you know, again, that will make other people follow. What is the web address for people so they can have a look at this?
It's just dancingwithher.com.
Could you say it again, sorry?
Just www.dancingwithher.com.
Dancingwithher.com.
And is that how people can find the link to your Kickstarter as well, or is that on a Facebook page?
You can find that either on Facebook, Instagram, on the website. You can find that everywhere.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tara. And again, it's www.dancingwithher.com. Great initiative. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
We'll speak to you again in a few months and see how it's going.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Cheers. That was Tara Baker from Dancing With Her, the first dedicated wedding magazine for women who love women.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.